Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, today I have Tyson Koska on the line, and he is founder and CEO of OnTrajectory.com. Tyson, welcome to the show.
Hey, so happy to be here. Thanks, Adam.
All right, Tyson. So excited to get into today's topic, how a clear financial plan can bring peace of mind. Lots of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listen to this show because they're looking for tips and things to help them on their financial path and journey. So great to have you on. And we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Tyson, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Tyson, what mission matters to you?
You might think that since I have a business which is all about financial modeling, personal finance, long-term projections, you might think that I'm trying to get people to think more about numbers, but my mission actually is to allow people to stop thinking about numbers, to get the numbers out of their head, out into the world someplace else where they can have a reference point and be able to live more in the moment, because I really think that thoughts about money are killers of the moment. And the more you can get those thoughts ahead, the richer life you're going to lead.
That's awesome. Love having mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share why they do what they do, how they do it, and you know how we can all benefit. So this is great. So maybe just to get us started, tell us a little bit about OnTrajectory.com.
Right. OnTrajectory is a truly personal finance planning tool. And when I say truly, what I mean is it brings the personal into personal finance. You don't need to be a planner. You don't need to be a professional to use our software. That being said, we do have professional coaches, professional financial planners that use our software for their clients. But our mission is really about regular people being able to create a 30, 40, 50-year plan that actually reflects their life, their aspirations, the potential what-ifs of their lives. Do I want to take 6 months off and travel Europe? Or can my wife take off 6 months when the baby's born? Or, you know, what sort of funding can I help my kids with when they finally go to college? These kinds of questions are super important. They make big differences to your long-term financial well-being. But there's really not software out there that lets you get that into the weeds on your own personal financial life.
Awesome. You know, going into this idea of numbers, so this is a definite theme, and one of the things that I like you mentioned, especially in your mission statement, was that your idea isn't to get people concentrated in the numbers, it's to make it a little bit easier, user-friendly, so that they can live their lives, as you mentioned, and really enjoy, you know, the fruits and labors of their work. Why do you think people are so intimidated by just personal finance and the numbers side of things in general? Like, why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, it's really an interesting question, because there have been studies, and 73% of people say that money stress is the leading stress in their lives. That's a lot of people. So in my mind, that must mean it's way beyond, oh, I don't have enough income. I mean, it wouldn't be the number one stress in so many people's lives if that was the real problem. So I think it, honestly, for me, I think it comes down to, in one way, you know, misaligning what people value in life versus what society is telling them they should value, comparing ourselves to others. But ultimately, it comes down to not knowing. And when I say not knowing, I mean not knowing the terms and the acronyms, not knowing if they can trust the system. And sometimes it just means not wanting to know, because there's hope in not knowing. You can think, oh, it's going to work all out okay if I just don't look down and see what the answer is.
Mm. And so let's say when somebody finally makes that commitment to maybe start dipping their toe in the water, let's say, and just, you know, trying to maybe change those habits up slightly to allow themselves to get a better grasp. Like, where do you think people start? Because obviously any habit or any kind of change, it takes a little bit of time. It takes obviously some intent. Like, what's a like low-hanging fruit or something that people can just start with to start thinking about how they'll make some changes?
My recommendation is always to, and not in a granular way. Like I, so you know, there's plenty of, you know, budgeting apps and figure out your expenses and how much do I spend on beer every month. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. But just to truly understand what you are spending is really, really important. And it's not hard to figure out. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to go through my bank statements. I don't want my credit card statements. But figuring out what you spend is not hard. All you have to do is think about, okay, what do I make? And, you know, what do I make after taxes? And then how much do I save? And whatever the difference between those two numbers is, that's what you're spending. And mm-hmm. so, you know, coming to grips with a baseline number of where your spending is really important. And then, you know, thinking about ways to not, I don't want to say, I hate using the term budget. I'd rather use something like spending plan, because a budget means saying no to yourself, whereas a spending plan means, hey, I'm intentionally going to be spending my money on these things because I think they have value. So, you know, taking a look at that, and something I always tell people that they should do, and none of this is very complicated, is try a no-spend month. So, you know, figure out what you want to spend your money on. You gotta have enjoyable stuff. You can't be all, you know, you can't be frugal all the time. So, you know, come up with a plan, but then have a no spend month where you literally don't buy any clothes that month. You don't spend any money on gadgets. You don't spend any money on prepared food whatsoever. And I mean, you know, that includes like McDonald's, right? Just do a no spend month where you only spend on the necessities for you and your family. Now, 30 days. Doesn't seem like a long time. It is hard. We did it with my family, and we all got behind the idea. We tried it. I don't think we actually made it. I think we made it to day 27 or 28, and we were in a restaurant somewhere. But what you're going to find is two things. You could, if you wanted to, you could save a tremendous amount of money. Second thing is, when you add that discretionary income back in, you're so happy. You're like, oh, at least I'm not depriving ourselves. And then thing, which was what I was the most surprising to me, was I thought that my spending the month after the no spend month, I thought my spending would double because we would buy all those things that we didn't buy the previous month. But you know what? It was just a little bit above our normal spending habits.
Wow.
Also, all that stuff that we didn't spend money on, most of it we really didn't even want or need.
Ah, so interesting. I love these financial experiments because they always, I mean, obviously every household, every family, everybody's going to be a little bit different, right? But the idea, though, is that you'll notice something. And I feel like even just having that intent and paying attention, like, if you even just do that, like, that kind of starts it all. Like, that starts the habit. Like, certain things that come out of your data, like you said, maybe you're spending more on one thing than you thought you were on another. Or, and it's not about, and what I kind of dislike, and I think one of the stigmatisms here, or I should say the stigmas, is that to make a financial change, like you have to do it all at once, or that you have to give up everything, or you have to start living extremely frugally. But that's not what this is about. This is about just making, you know, thoughtful choices on where you put capital and how you, and maybe getting more joy out of your money. That's the main thing, right?
No, I think that's perfectly said. I mean, that you hit it spot on. You said, you know, it's not about being frugal. It's and you said it's not about doing it all at once. I mean, this is definitely a process. Coming to terms with that, I want to spend the things that I value the most. I want to value in my life. That is a process. And I always say to people, try to find a hobby that pays you back. So, you know, when I was younger, like most young people, a lot of my hobbies were going out and spending quite a bit of money on Friday and Saturday night and and hanging out in noisy places, which, I mean, does have its, you know, it does, that is fun sometimes. But over time, I came in with a group of friends that we really, they really liked the outdoors, and we would go on hikes. And then afterward, somebody would bring up maybe a, you know, case of beer or something, and we'd sit in the parking lot and just have a great time. And so not only was that hobby saving me money, it was actually also better for my health. It was enriching my relationship with my friends, and, you know, maybe it was even replacing a gym membership. So, you know, hobbies that give back to you are really important, and obviously they need to be fun also, so you gotta figure that out. And that can be a process, just like you said.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, Tyson, just have to say it's been great having you on the line today. Before we kind of end the interview, I want to give you a moment to maybe leave the contact info for ontrajectory.com, how people can connect, and just let us know, you know, who is typically a good fit to work with you and your team.
Sure. Well, so our software is located at ontrajectory.com. So ontrajectory is probably just one word. And we have a free basic version that anyone can use for as long as they like, and they can map out their financial future with you know, all the things I mentioned about income streams and expense streams, starting and stopping, and setting up their different accounts they have in their lives and how they're contributing to it. We also have an advanced tool that lets you do, honestly, a lot of stuff. And I don't want to drop. I don't want to name drop a bunch of terminology, but if there are listeners that understand things like Monte Carlo simulations or optimizing a withdrawal strategy or using like a variable spending approach, all of that is built into our advanced tools. So anyone can use it. If you want to become part of the community, we can connect you, you know, to other coaches or advisors if you want a little bit of help with the plan. But if you don't want to, it's just open for personal use. So ontrajectory.com is the place to go.
Wonderful. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that individuals that want to learn more can just click on the link and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time tuning into or engaging with a Mission Matters episode or the platform in general, we're all about bringing on and showcasing entrepreneurs and executives that really have something to share with the world that they're working on. If that's the type of information and content that you're into, if you want to be excited, motivated, and also educated, then we welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Tyson, it really has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Adam, I love what you're doing. Keep it up.